You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and man, does that sun look good out there. Even though it's so bitterly cold, there's a psychological impact of the sun.
It certainly helps. And joining us in studio is a former officer in the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit in overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the fact is, when he came home, had a tough time reintegrating, so he kind of chronicled that in a book called The Long Walk.
Right, which has now been turned into an opera, and it's going to open here in Pittsburgh.
So also in studio with Brian Kastner, our veteran, is the man who portrays him, Ben Taylor. Welcome to KDK. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
You. You know, I think when you think opera, okay, yes, there have been many operas that have included war and battle and these kinds of things, but you don't think bomb disposal unit in an ongoing conflict like this. Brian, your story is pretty incredible, but the idea of it being an opera.
Oh, I know. It's not exactly the reason I wrote the book, right? It's not the vision that I had in mind. But like you point out, the story of going to war and coming home is so timeless that in a lot of ways, this is a story that people know, and opera has been written about for hundreds of years, and we could go back to Homer to tell stories of people going to war and coming home. So I think the timelessness of it is what lends itself to opera, even if I had no idea about that as I was writing the book.
To go through that experience, though, you did not envision this becoming an opera, is that correct?
Of course, no.
So how did that happen?
My agent called me soon after the book was published in the summer of 2012 and said, there's an idea out there, sit down and don't laugh. And they were so serious, the American Lyric Theater in New York that was commissioning this. They had done such a good job, Jeremy Howard Beck and Stephanie Fleischman, the composer and librettist, really thinking through it and really understood what I was trying to do in the book. And that was so gratifying. It was easy to say yes. And then writing opera takes a long time. So it's been 5 years since that initial idea. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into that.
And the title, explain the title.
Sure. The Long Walk is a phrase that's used in the bomb disposal community for decades. And it means when you put on the bomb suit and have to walk down by yourself to the bomb to take it apart, just one person. It is an extremely lonely experience, as you might imagine. But there's also this metaphorical idea. It's this challenge of coming home. It's a long walk home. It's a difficult transition from combat overseas to reintegrating with your family and learning how to be a father and a husband again.
We got a little window of that with the movie The Hurt Locker to get some sense of the anxiety and trauma.
Right.
And then to come home, our servicemen and women deal a lot with trying to reintegrate and deal with PTSD in some cases and the trauma of war. What do you hope will be the outcome of this opera?
I hope that it starts some conversations and maybe serves as a shared vocabulary for veterans and non-veterans to have something to talk about to bridge some of those gaps. All war really is violence and grief. And I don't think anybody gets a trophy for maximum trauma in these things. And so there's this sense that I can't imagine. I think a lot of people say, I can't imagine what it was like to go to war and come home. And this opera and you know, the book can serve as a catalyst to start that. Hopefully you can imagine by attending this.
Now, Ben, as the person on stage who has to bring this to life, obviously you haven't had those personal experiences of taking care of an IED in Afghanistan or Iraq. So how do you embrace that and make it come across?
For me, my family has a lot of military members, and one of my closest friends, he served in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And so I looked to him for some of that experience. He wasn't an EOD guy, but he suffers from PTSD. He was able to open up to me a little bit about his experience and gave me some sort of basis to imagine what happened so I can tell this story as accurate as possible.
While singing.
While singing, yes.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, you're singing. And by the way, it's in English, right?
Yes, it's in English.
Whew, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's a challenge for some people, but the Pittsburgh Opera has done a great job over the years to open the drama and the beauty of opera to all people. This is really unique. It's going to be January 20th, 23rd, 26th, and 28th. The Pittsburgh Opera presenting The Long Walk. What's been the reaction, Brian?
It's been a great reaction. It's been performed a few other places around the country so far. This is an all-new production with a new cast. But I would say that the first act can be tough. It is a difficult emotional roller coaster. But the second act is so cathartic and redemptive that I think you go through the experience as the audience and you're glad you did it on the other side. And there's plenty of lows, but the highs at the end make it worth it.
So we can assume, Ben, that your character survives all the way through the show.
Yes. Yes.
Thank goodness.
Spoiler alert.
That's okay.
Brian Kastner and Ben Taylor, appreciate gentlemen coming in this morning and look forward to and appreciate you being in Pittsburgh. And we salute the Pittsburgh Opera doing something very unique and different. And I think it'll make a difference in the people who have a chance to see it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
January 20th, 23rd, 26th, and 28th, the Pittsburgh Opera's The Long Walk.